Along with creating your wedding wish list, one of the first things you're going to be doing in the wedding planning process is determining your wedding budget. Oftentimes, this is looked at as a restriction. However, every wedding has a wedding budget. Whether you're planning to spend $10,000 or $80,000, it's just the set amount of money that you've allotted to put towards your wedding. Welcome to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Schmidt, editor of Greater Orlando's top wedding publication, Orange Blossom Bride. I'm sure when you said yes, you had no idea you were jumping on this roller coaster that is wedding planning. The goal of this podcast is to help make the wedding planning process less stressful and a lot more fun. We'll provide you with great tips and ideas, along with expert advice from some of the area's top wedding pros. So let's get started planning your Central Florida wedding. Welcome to the podcast. In this episode, we are going to be talking about how to plan a wedding budget. Last episode, I talked about the top things that will affect your wedding budget. If you happen to miss that episode after you're done listening to this episode, go ahead and jump back one and find out those top things before you start creating your wedding budget. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to mention our new digital wedding planner. And this wedding planner has everything you need to make your wedding planning less stressful and more fun. Created by wedding pros and approved by engaged couples, this digital wedding planner is over 200 pages long, and it has all those important details that you don't want to miss while planning your wedding. Make sure to visit our wedding shop at obbweddingshop.com to get your digital wedding planner today. And now back to the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. Along with creating your wedding wish list, one of the first things you're going to be doing in the wedding planning process is determining your wedding budget. Oftentimes, this is looked at as a restriction. However, every wedding has a wedding budget. Whether you're planning to spend $10,000 or $80,000, it's just the set amount of money that you've allotted to put towards your wedding. Wedding planning can get overwhelming, so it's important to understand your allotted amount for your wedding budget prior to booking your venue and any of your vendors. First thing you want to look at when you're creating your wedding budget is who is contributing and how much. In order to determine what number and the allotted money that you have to spend on your wedding, you first have to know how much you have to work with. Traditionally, the bride's family would pay for the whole wedding. However, today most couples are contributing the majority, if not all, funds to their wedding budget. If you have others that would like to contribute to your wedding budget, find out how much so you can add that to the total wedding budget that you have. One of the most common mistakes that I see couples make is the estimate of their vendor category costs. It's important to research the cost of each category prior to determining how much you will spend for that vendor. As an example, you may purchase a cake at Publix for $50, but when it comes to a wedding cake, there is so much more that goes into that, and of course, there's going to be more cost involved. Just remember, you're planning a wedding, not a birthday party, and vendors put a lot of time into each of their services, which will factor into these costs. Also, the location you have your wedding will vary the cost of the wedding vendor services. When you see the national average of weddings to be almost $34,000, that factors in weddings across the whole country. In Central Florida, the average is around $25,000, whereas in New York City, it's about $65,000. Researching the area you're getting married will help you create a more realistic budget. Regardless of where you have your wedding celebration, most couples find that a large portion of their wedding budget goes into their wedding venue and food. However, when you're looking for wedding venues, always take note of what the rental costs includes. This is because wedding venue rentals inclusions vary greatly. If you're renting a space that doesn't include any rentals, like tables and chairs, you're going to want to look up what those rental costs would be. This will be helpful for you when you're comparing possible venues that you would like to hold your wedding. Having a venue that includes, let's say, tables and chairs, and comparing it to a venue that is just the space without the tables and chairs isn't really giving you a full picture of what the actual venue will cost. Next step in planning your wedding budget is to make note of your top priorities. If you've done research on wedding budgets, you've probably seen what's known as a wedding budget breakdown. These breakdowns give you an estimate of what you should be paying percentage-wise for each category of your wedding. It's important to note that these wedding budget breakdowns are just a guide and they are not rules. One of the reasons I have problems with these wedding budget breakdowns is that they don't take into consideration what your top priorities are. One of the things that I love most about weddings today is that no two weddings are the same, and each couple has a unique wedding vision. They want to reflect them as a couple, and not all couples include the same things in their weddings. As an example, one couple may be big foodies and they want to incorporate different food stations into their wedding. However, they're not really focused on having things like custom invitations or really big wedding centerpieces. In this case, they would take the money that is allotted in those budget breakdowns for flowers or custom invitations, and they would take that money and put it towards their catering budget so they could have their food stations. Your wedding budget should always reflect your priorities with consideration of accurate vendor estimates for the area. Creating a wedding wish list with your top three priorities for you and your future spouse really helps determine a more accurate budget breakdown for your wedding. After you've gone through and created your top priorities for each of you and done your research on accurate vendor estimates for what you're looking for your wedding, the last step that you want to do is leave some wiggle room in your wedding budget. Even if you create a wedding budget with your priorities taken into account and proper vendor estimates for the area, there's almost always going to be other hidden costs that come up. Making space in your wedding budget from the beginning for these expenses will make it a lot easier to manage as they come along. Expenses like postage, wedding party gifts, and even cake cutting fees sometimes get left out of wedding budgets and they can easily add up. You definitely don't want to be in the position where your wedding budget is being eaten up by these unplanned expenses. So just make a plan, make a little extra or emergency fund to cover these costs. I hope this episode helped you get started on planning a wedding budget that is custom to your wedding and to set you off on the right foot for enjoying the whole wedding planning process. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plan Your Central Florida Wedding Podcast. For more Orlando wedding inspiration and tips, head on over to orangeblossombride.com. And if you're looking for amazing wedding pros to help bring your wedding day together, make sure to check out our wedding vendor directory. Until next time, happy planning.